This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation.
Welcome to the program. It is good to have you along with us. We're at the Emmanuel Home today, the Emmanuel Home Personal Care Home. It's located in Northumberland Borough, at least very close. And I'm here with their administrator, Verrill Solon. Is this Point Township or Northumberland?
No, Northumberland.
Okay. Kind of situated nicely back here, away from the busy roads and cars, but that's not what makes this place unique. Tell us a bit about it. What is Emmanuel Home, and why is it special?
We pride ourselves by being a Christian-based facility. What does that mean? That means that we have Christian values here. We have Bible verses on the wall. We give a daily devotional each day. We pray before each meal. And on Wednesday and on Sunday, we have a little service where we sing songs of the faith. And then on Sundays, we have local preachers who would come in from the area, and we rotate them in. And it's a nice thing. We are not denominational, and that's what we base it on. So we don't discriminate on any way religiously, but however we do, you know, share Christian values.
So it's not just medical care, but spiritual care.
Yes, and that's so important. One of the things that you will find in a lot of studies is that when the focus is only on the medical care, it's wonderful, but we find that the residents, when their spiritual care and spiritual needs are met, it increases their well-being tremendously. And studies have shown that as well.
Okay. And how do you integrate all that? I mean, it really is just part of everyday life, as opposed to saying, okay, we're a Christian organization, we have to do this, this, and this. It sounds like it's just the way life is here.
Yeah, that's the way it is. And we make it like a home, a family home setting. We pretty much make sure that each of the residents are treated like our own family, and that goes a long way, because if it's your mother, your father, or your aunt, your uncle, or your grandfather or grandmother, you would treat them differently, and we view each resident in that same way. So it's really a family setting.
Give us a bit of history. How far back does this go, and how and why was it founded?
Okay, so actually next year will be 75 years for the Emmanuel Home, which started in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. And then in 1997, 98, around there, about 25 years ago, this was built here. They moved from New Jersey to here. And so we've been here in this community for about 25 years.
Okay, 25 years at this spot.
At this spot.
Has it grown, added, or are you the same size as when you began?
Well, we had added an addition. We added some rooms maybe about 10 years ago. But we still are looking to add, possibly. But when COVID came in and different things came in, we just wanted to focus on taking care of the residents. So that's not out of the question in the future, but we're praying about it.
You got a nice chunk of land out there.
Yes. And we try to keep it up to date. As you can see, it's very well taken care of, which I give my maintenance staff a lot of credit for.
That was my first thought driving in, is who mows that?
Yeah. No, they do a wonderful job taking care of it. Matter of fact, our neighbors across the way there, the apartment buildings, the janitor over there, he compliments us all the time that it's well done, and it's, you know, the lands are well taken care of. So that's nice to hear from your neighbors, that compliment.
Okay. And it's a nonprofit.
That's correct. We're a nonprofit organization. We don't take any federal funds or any federal assistance. And that's good in the sense that we can operate in a way that we would like to, in a way that we can treat our residents like family without government intervention. It hurts us in some ways because we don't receive any federal funding, but we believe that, you know, the greater good is being served.
Okay. And there have to be some tough times, tough seasons, like you said, COVID. I mean, there's things you just have to deal with as they arise.
Yeah, it's the nature of the business right now. It's a little bit of a tough time for us. We had almost full capacity. We did have full capacity at one point, but like I said, the nature of the business, we had a few residents who went out on rehab and their medical condition worsened so that they couldn't come back. And then we've had a couple of residents who unfortunately passed away. And so, you know, sometimes you may have a stretch where you lose like four rooms in a row, or you may have a stretch where everything is just, you know, nice and going on nicely. So it's just a matter of the nature of the business. But right now we've kind of hit a little of a rough stretch. But, you know, we trust God to get us through.
And certainly the nursing facilities in general have, you know, specialized sections for dementia and those sort of things. Do you have that, or is it just that you have the people on staff to deal with it when it happens?
No. So we're personal care. So personal care is usually like the first step that someone would look into if they wanted to have their loved one come to a facility. The best way to describe it is that if we need more than one person to assist your loved one, or they have a specialized need, then this wouldn't be the place for you. So we would, you know, we've had residents who have come to us and they have had, you know, they came to us in, you know, fairly good condition and have maybe developed something over time. Well, we just don't kick them out, or we just don't say, hey, you know, you came here and now you have severe dementia. We have to put you out. We work with the families and we work with the other facilities, and we try to find them a place if we can't take care of them. But the person is not just shown the door.
Okay. And certainly you guys, staff would certainly follow that as they're dealing with the people every day to know when there might be an issue arising.
Yes. Well, because of our size too, we have 30 rooms. We can accommodate up to 37 residents, but we have 30 rooms and we're on one level. We have a north hall and a south hall. And I think that's just great because we can get to each resident. If a resident rings a call bell, we can get to them, you know, in quick amount of time. It's not a matter of going upstairs, downstairs. And we get to know each of the residents. We get to know each of their families. And you know, sometimes people think bigger is better. Not necessarily. In this case, I feel we are good size, that the staff gets to know their residents, and the staff and myself and my director of nursing, we get to know the families, their ailments. So it's really, you know, we feel that we can treat them a lot better.
How many staff are here on a normal day?
Okay, so we normally have... Well, we have a full housekeeping staff. We have a dietary staff. We have nursing staff. And our nursing staff, we usually have at least two medication technicians a LPN on each shift. And we have our director of nursing. She's an RN. She's here throughout the day. And on call 24 hours a day. So we usually are pretty good staffed that way. So it would either be, you know, medication technicians or LPNs and nurses' aides. So that part is pretty well. You asked about the staffing also for the dietary. Our dietary staff, we take pride in that too, because we don't make any like processed food. We don't just take food in a tray and put it in the microwave. Our food is cooked fresh every day. And one of the things that we really like is that we visit some of the local sellers in the area, and we buy locally, like our fruits and our produce and those things. And I find that it's really good, and it's really great to have food cooked every day.
Yeah. And when I was here last time, a couple years ago, we took a tour, and I just found the cafeteria area to be a cafeteria doesn't describe it because it's more of a dining area.
Yeah, it's a dining room. Yeah, definitely. So we take pride in that area as well. So we're grateful for that, and we're grateful that we're in this area to have. I originally came from New York 4 years ago, and really this area is blessed with some wonderful farms and produce and other things like that. So it's really a good thing.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen places where you just think, how do you eat that food? But if you're doing it fresh, it certainly gives people confidence to say, I'm entrusting you with my loved one when they can see all these features.
Yes, definitely, definitely.
And now you'll have a sort of a, what do we call it, family room area sort of.
Yes. You know, so we'd have a big activity room area, and that's where we do, whether it's the activities, whether it's bingo, whether it's puzzles, whether it's, when I said we have the ministry or we do song time, or we have, volunteers that come in and do arts and crafts and different things. So it's a really nice area, and a lot of families sometimes just come and meet their loved one there, and they can sit there and enjoy it. Sort of like a sunroom.
Okay. And the piano out there?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Can't go without the piano here.
No, not at all.
Especially if you're doing worship services and so forth.
Well, we actually have a few residents that were their pianist, the main pianist in the church that they attended, and then they came here and they just took over and they play for the services, and it's been wonderful.
Continue to use that talent.
Oh yeah, it never went away. So, wonderful. It was wonderful.
What would you say is some of the biggest challenges in operating a manual home?
Well, sometimes what happens is that someone will come and they'll make a tour of the facility, and they will love the facility. They'll, tell us that they really like what they see. They like the atmosphere. They like the cleanliness. We should give them a tour of the dining room, and they just are not ready to pull the trigger, which we understand because it's a big decision. But what happens is that sometimes those wait too long. And then when things happen to their loved one, then they have to seek another facility, or the person is now become bedridden, or, so sometimes you run into that where the person has waited a little bit too long.
Okay. And, but day to day, you, sounds like it's kind of a happening place with all the staff and with the activities. And is that something you're like always working to, create programs?
Oh yes, definitely. Because you just don't want someone to come and just sit in their room or just wallow away. We want everyone to be a part of it. We want to be activities. And like I said earlier, it adds to their well-being.
Okay. One of my wife's relatives was in a facility where you could never find her in her room because she was always out doing something. So that's a good sign, I guess.
Yes, no, it definitely is. It definitely is.
All right. If people listening would like to learn more, what should they do? Contact you, website to start?
Sure. So you can call here. Now, I have a fantastic director of nursing. I'm just going to give you her name. Her name is Adrienne Schott, and she's just fantastic. We work hand in hand together, and we have a wonderful office staff. So the number I'm going to give you, you can either, if you have any medical questions or anything like that, you're not sure, you can talk to her. If you want any administrative questions, you can talk to me, but we both share the same number. It's 570-473-0500, and you can ask for Adrienne, that's the nurse, or you can ask for me, the administrator, that's Verrill, and our office manager, her name is Sharon as well. So that would be by phone. If you wanted to send us an email, which some people do, it's lowercase letters ehome at CSRLink, L-I-N-K, dot net.
Okay. I always find emails to be the best first contact because sure. You can kind of say, here I am, now let's get to know each other.
Sure. No, and, okay. And we have that option available.
Okay. Any stories that stand out to you of folks who have come here who have really thrived because of the setup?
Well, we've, I hear this a lot that sometimes a loved one will put their loved one here and they say, well, I'm putting her here. She probably only has 6 months to live the max, or she has 3 or 4 months and we're putting her here. We think this is the best thing for him or her. A year, 2 years later, they're still here. And we see that all the time. And the families will come in and says, wow, they've really, flourished. We didn't think they would last that long. But they come here. They end up having a good appetite. They get involved in activities. They like the singing. So, that time frame that the doctor originally gave them, we've seen it go longer. So those are that's just amazing to me that the lifespan we've seen increase.
Shows you what the place, the living here, the activities and so forth can really do to just encourage someone and give them a reason to get out of bed every day.
Yes, definitely. Right. And when you have a reason to get out of bed, it makes a difference.
That's always the worst part of my day is getting out of bed. But, and your email again.
That's EHOME at CSRLINK.net.
And we've been talking with Veryl Solon, the administrator here at Emmanuel Personal Care Home, right at the edge of Northumberland, but in the borough itself. So thanks for being with us on the program today.
And God bless you all, and thank you for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.